Being connected to a family is an awesome resource in a way that where we can get a tremendous amount of emotional security and emotional health when we are connected to family. Family units were made out of blood covenant relationships as well. It wasn't, as I say, it wasn't just natural, but also covenant relationships. And in that blood covenant, they're actually telling one another that everything that I have belongs to you. And the covenant partner says the same thing. Everything I have now belongs to you. There may be some things that are hanging on to us. There may be some things that we are dealing with. There may be some things that have happened to us in life, just living through life. We may be captured in some kind of way. We may be in bondage in some kind of way. And the family together can come together and help set you free and minister to you to release you from the bondages that you got into through living life. You see, we can't do it alone. You and I need each other. We need each other to encourage one another. We need each other to be able to come alongside of us sometime and just kind of give us an encouraging word. We better know that we have a God who knows what's happened to us and has his eyes upon us, and we better be able to declare that if God is for us, who can be against us? It's important to understand that when you're in covenant with somebody, you must have an understanding of the covenant rights. God says, all that I have is yours. That means that we can come to him no matter what need that we have and declare, God, I'm in covenant with you. And you're not, for instance, when it comes to sickness or disease, God, you're not sick. You have health. Lord, I'm claiming my covenant right in being healthy. If you have the enemy coming against you, an attack of the enemy upon your family, you have a covenant right to come before God and say, God, I need your resources now. I need you to come and stand with me against the enemy of God. And he'll come. The enemy will try to destroy you, will try to destroy your family. He will try to kill you. He will try to eliminate you, especially if you're really desiring to live for God. Because he doesn't want you as a witness upon the earth. He wants to get rid of you. But if you know your covenant rights, you can call upon him. Call upon the Lord. You can call upon brothers and sisters in Christ and say, I need you to pray for me. I need you to stand with me right now. I'm having a difficult time and I need you to help me. Please pray. That's what we're here for. Covenant partners. God, that we might be a people who would be willing to stand strong in the midst of trial. If we have enough sense when difficult times come, run to some people who will help you. Not pity you, but help you. Amen. These men went to people of like faith, and they were sold out for the things of the kingdom of God. We don't realize that when we come together, there's something happening more than just what we see, more than just what we hear. There's something supernatural from the spirit realm that takes place that joins us together and gives us the stability to live for the Lord Jesus Christ that we don't have otherwise. There's something that takes place when we pray. There's something that takes place when we come together and begin to pray and to call out to God for some particular thing. It takes faith to realize that something mystical takes place. Expect to receive life when we come together as a body of believers. Expect the goodness of God to be shown to us as we come together. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, Now I praise you, brethren, writing to the church of Corinth, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. So traditions are not bad things. They can be bad things if they rob you from the power of God, but they can be a stabilizing factor in your life. And coming together as people who worship God on the first day of the week and we gather together. And, you know, in this day and age we live in, many people believe it's impossible to kind of do that because everything is happening today like Sunday is like every other day. And so I ask you this question, as Christians, should we take our direction from the world or should we take it from the Word? And I believe the things that the Lord has set out for us in the Bible are things set out so that we can gain life from. We're talking about family, not only the family unit, blood relative, but I'm talking about the body of Christ today. And the responsibility that you and I have as leaders in the body of Christ and leaders in our own homes. I want us to be able to understand that this is not a drill. Wherever you're at in life right now, this is not a drill. This is real life.